interesting to note how the idea of fragility has taken so much protagonism in just a few weeks. A nation like the United States, incarnating power, robust economy, and opportunity, is now counting 33 million people unemployed, when the employment rate was the highest in decades just a couple of months ago. Still, fragile is not a word that we like to pronounce as humans, it seems. My name is Camille, you're listening to Cosmic Dynamics, 5 minutes of exploration on art, change, and the music of the universe. Take a coral reef, for instance. We know it's fragile. We probably heard corals are heavily suffering the impact of climate change and ocean pollution. But for most of us, it's like polar bears. We never saw one in our lives. And so because of this distance between us and the subject of the story, most of us don't relate to it, or it's not enough to move us, at least. On the other hand, we can all relate to fragility when witnessing what's been going on in the last few weeks in our neighborhoods, in our country, in our own lives. Still, the reactive response from governments, from the scientific community, from the media, from us, is all about seeking robustness, drastic measures, the vaccine, this narrative of the strong versus the weak that is spreading all around. And once more, we react with the narratives of separation, of opposition, of defense, of what will bring strength and robustness. In short, we're just doing more of the same thing, always. So what if we embraced fragility and focused all of our narrative response and decisions using this beautiful reminder as a starting point? As a starting point, now that we can all feel it. Because we have this unique opportunity to fully reconnect with how things actually are on this planet and what we have continuously ignored as a society.
Look for the silver lining whenever a cloud appears in the blue. Remember somewhere the sun is shining, and so the right thing to do is make it shine for you, a heart full of joy and gladness. We'll always banish sadness and strife. So always look for the silver lining and try to find the sunny side of life.
How will this solve anything? Well, here it is. It seems that the condition to robustness of our species, of our society, is constantly and fully acknowledging and embracing fragility. No? Wouldn't it be the best way to build a robust response? And as always, it starts with the stories we tell, with the words we choose to pronounce, and with the individual decisions we all make. time featuring the beautiful and fragile work of Courtney Matheson, an artist based in LA who, for a few years now, has been raising awareness about the fragility of coral reefs via her large-scale ceramic sculptural works. Take a look, it's worth it. Links in the notes.
A heart full of joy and gladness will always banish sadness and strife. So always look for.
So, should we make Fragile the new black? Yeah, I think Fragile is back.
Sunny side of life.